Gale gives a wry smile and whispers, "He seems just fine." Azure cocks her head to the side and drags her eyes back. "That was nothing." "Oh, it was something." Gale nudges her shoulder, but doesn't prod more. Tosh comes over, still wet from his heat, and leans next to Pilsen. He chugs water and watches the waves for a few. "The new swell hasn't settled in yet. It's lumpy and backwashy," he says in his thick South African accent. "You managed it just fine," Pilsen says. "Of course I did." He gives Azure a nod, noticing her eavesdropping. "I'm just not sure it's going to do what they think it is this week." "You thinking they should wait for a swell coming later?" Waylon asks. "Yeah, starting today in this junk is a waste of time and good points." Everyone stands tall as a surfer ducks into the first small barrel seen today. There's a collective breath held until it closes over him and he disappears into the whitewash. A grumble rolls until Dean pops up next. "Getting his feet wet," Pilsen says to no one in particular. Dean moves up the face quickly and spins at the top, sending a huge splash in the air. "That was called a cutback," Waylon says. "A huge frontside cutback," Pilsen adds. Azure smiles at the crew's pride as they watch Dean move up the wave again and launch into the air. When he lands, his feet seem off, though, and he's quickly taken down. The grumble returns. "Oh my god, that looked painful." Azure can't blink until his head surfaces. His arms swing almost immediately, paddling him back to where he started. "He's using that new board. Lennox told him not to do it." Pilsen shakes his head. "He's just gotta get the feel of it." Luckily, the other two surfers only do minimally better in their attempts before the wave sucks them under. "Yeah, see? These waves are shit," Tosh says again,